This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, Victoria Quagrello from Swampscott High School. Victoria, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Victoria, did I get close to your last name there? I think I did, but yeah.
Yeah, you hit it right on.
That's congrats. All right, you're a soccer player, and we want to get into some of the highlights, if you will, from the soccer season. Midfielder, kind of on the defensive side of thing, but tell me about your soccer background and kind of what led you to the position that you're playing right now in high school.
I've been playing soccer my whole life since I honestly could touch a ball, and growing up just loving the sport, playing it all the time. I've played club since I was 10, and from the beginning of high school, I've always taken on sort of a defensive role, and throughout the years, I've been moved up a little bit into the midfield, and honestly, I just love to be a two-way player, being able to add to the offense while also being there to help with defensively.
Yeah, it's a great sport athletically as far as... you obviously got to work out every practice, every game. It's great to be running like that for sure. Fantastic. What about the team this year? Has there been a big win or two for you guys this season?
We've definitely had some major games. A couple weeks ago, we actually ended up tying Danvers. It was 2-2, which was a great game. We went into it. We scored right off the bat. We were up for a majority of the game. They kept tying us, and overall it was just a great performance by the game, and it was a great performance by the team, and we just had a great game.
Yeah, and that, obviously over the years, that's a fantastic soccer program over at Danvers. Any other game or two stand out to you, not just individually, but as a team is concerned?
Recently, we have just played a team that we haven't played before, which was Mystic Valley, and honestly, we've had a couple injuries, and so it was really great to see a bunch of players who haven't usually been in certain positions step up and just get out there and play together.
Of course, you have a lot of friends when you play soccer, and I know one of your co-captains, if you will, is one of your close friends. So you guys have been playing together for many years, as I hear, right?
Yes, my fellow captain, Jesse Ford, we've been playing soccer together since we both started playing. She's been one of my closest friends, and it's just been a pleasure to be able to play alongside of her.
Yeah, terrific. Now, you play other sports at Swampscott. Coming up next for you, basketball. So tell me about that.
Basketball, also, Jesse Ford also plays with me. She is also one of our captains. And honestly, that is another sport that I just truly love. And it's also something special because I played with my older sister the last couple of years, and now my younger sister is coming up into the program. So it's just something that I love to do with people I love.
And then in the springtime, it's tennis. So tell us about that. Have you been playing tennis for a long time as well?
I actually have not. I started freshman year. One of my soccer teammates raved about the program at our school, and I wanted to switch things up because I couldn't play lacrosse because I had club soccer during that season, so it was too much of a commitment. So tennis was just another opportunity, and I honestly just, it was so much fun, and I had never really done it before, so I wanted to try something new.
Yeah, and another great sport you can take with you after you, as you get a little older, if you will. And that probably will happen, I'm hoping. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the Moynihan Award is an award for athletics and academics. I want to shift to the academic piece here. And a favorite subject area or a concentration for you, if you would, at Swampscott High School, what would that be? Math, science, history, English?
I've always loved like the math sciences, and I think especially now I'm more focused on the science aspects.
All right. Now, I understand this is fantastic. You are going to Middlebury for next year, next September. Is that right?
Yes, I'm committed to the admissions process at Middlebury College for soccer. So once I finish my application for ED and I get through, I'll be playing soccer there next year.
Oh, congratulations. And again, following along, continuing with on a science track, if you will, right?
Yes.
Biology, did I hear?
Yes, I want to go into biology. And then after that, I want to go into pharmacy.
All right. And far as extracurriculars are concerned at the high school and also community service, are you on one or two clubs or multiple clubs at the high school?
Yes, I'm part of the ADL, which is Anti-Defamation League. I'm also in DECA, which is like a mini business opportunity for students where you get to honestly pretend like you're a business person and you do proposals and stuff like that. And then I'm also in Marine Biology Club. And as far as community service, I'm a part of Rovers, which is an amazing program where we are able to play soccer with kids that have disabilities.
I also saw on the school's Twitter, the team's Twitter account, that you also did some team community service as well, which is a great thing to be a part of, to be able to do it as a team as well.
Exactly. We're always looking to give back and just help out wherever we can.
Well, Victoria, anything else you want to share with us about the award or anything else that has been going on for you at Swampscott?
Honestly, I'm just extremely honored for this award, and it's just something that is amazing, and I really appreciate it.
Well, best of luck the rest of the soccer season, obviously the basketball season. I know you've had a very solid program there the last few years. And then tennis, you got a busy year still ahead of you, your senior year. And, of course, best of luck at Middlebury. Fantastic school, great opportunity for you. So good luck there as well.
Thank you so much.
Victoria Quagrello with us from Swampscott High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month here on MSONewsSports.com.